Madam Chairman, you have a contest coming up, or I guess in progress.
Yeah, so we have the annual poster and literary contest that is in recognition of November 11th. And we are going to be already kicking that off with information going out to all the schools in this region. And the deadline is coming up on the 8th of November this year, with the hopes that all of the posters and literary entries will be displayed at our annual ceremony.
Who's eligible for this?
So it's all school-age children, right from kindergarten all the way up through to grade 12. There are a lot of opportunities for prizes at the branch level, the zone level, and the district level. It goes all the way up to provincial. If you do win at provincial, you then have the chance to win a trip to Ottawa for a ceremony next year during November 11th.
And as beautiful and touching as the Remembrance Day ceremony is in Cochrane or any small town, they are so powerful in Ottawa. I've been there. Just incredible.
Yeah. So it's definitely an experience for sure.
Oh, yeah. So obviously the theme is Remembrance Day. Is there categories to that theme? Like, can you break it down or?
Yeah. So the way that it works is there's a poem category. So the poems have to follow a certain criteria. So there is a list of rules. They're just on the subject of remembrance. So you can talk about something that's dear to your heart, like a family member's experience, grandfather. It could even be someone who's currently serving. You can also just do it on the general topic of remembrance. So it's very wide open for you. The same thing with the posters. There's black and white categories as well as color. You could do a little bit of mixed medium in there. There's all different regulations as well that are given to the schools that they'll encourage all their students to follow. And you're able to enter in all of the categories if you wish. So that being said, it's your age category, but you're able to put a color poster, a black and white poster, an essay, a poem. You're allowed to do it all.
All right. Anything else I should know about this?
It's a really great way to recognize the fact that we do still have veterans within our community and active service officers. We have a lot of people, including Coast Guard members, who do reside in our community. And this is a great way to encourage the kids as well as promote to the community that they are here. We do recognize them. And this is still a very important day to recognize, November 11th.
Yeah, those three little words, lest we forget.
Exactly.